This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The reported stabbing of a state park ranger earlier this week was a hoax. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says the ranger stabbed himself. Tuesday's incident led law enforcement to close Staunton State Park to search for a suspect. Thursday, the ranger was arrested. The sheriff's office says they found inconsistencies in his story. The ranger is still in the hospital. He'll be transferred to jail upon his release. Six people died at a dairy on the Colorado Plains from an apparent accident involving exposure to gas. County officials said Thursday, the Weld County Coroner's Office says the dead are all Latino men. The dairy, Prospect Valley Dairy, is outside of Keensburg, northeast of Denver. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says a White House plan to gut emissions rules will hurt the state. Weiser made his comments to the EPA earlier this week as the administration seeks to limit how states regulate air pollution from vehicles. Weiser says rolling back a rule allowing the EPA to do that will hurt Coloradans' health and the economy. Colorado students are back at pre-pandemic academic levels in standardized test scores, but CPR's Jenny Brundine reports there are exceptions.
The exceptions are in reading and writing in fourth grade, a year academic rigor increases, and eighth grade language arts and math. All other grades have caught up. Overall, about 36% of students are at or above grade level in math and about 44% in reading and writing. But Colorado's Education Commissioner, Susana Cordova, says there are large score gaps between racial and ethnic groups.
They persist and continue to be too wide in some cases, even larger than they were prior to the COVID school closures.
Students did show improvement on science tests. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Ahead this morning, and a first for Colorado, Metro State has a new degree program in mariachi. A student-led effort pays off after 10 years, and that's a little later in this hour. 6 minutes after 6, and this is CPR News.